100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at one a day until the day I die.com. Not dead yet. So we're going to have ourselves this weekly challenge. I post the topic. You come up with the stories. Have you heard of it before? I have. The topic this week is polar, and we got a bunch of stories from y'all. And I should just go ahead and share them right now. I'll be back at the end to wrap things up. Here we go.
Hello, night people. Tom here. My story this evening is called Home from the Hill. The polar coordinate showed he was high and outside. Ben executed multiple thruster corrections. A pulsing blue vector X nudged in line with a pulsing red X. The high-pitched response speaker cut off, which made deep thought a bit easier. Ben fed the new polar coordinates into his right input panel. A green X appeared on his heads-up. "Not my favorite mode of descent," he mused, to the shipboard computer. "Like you had an option, monkey boy." A tongue of flame set the landing pad aglow. "Me nail banana," hooted Ben. "Not impressed," chided Sexy. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, Lawrence. This is Jerry, and it's another wonderful evening in Oklahoma. I'm back with 100 words, and one of those words is polar. Johnny looked out the window of his bedroom, across the snow-covered yards, across the snow-covered fields, across the line of leafless trees with snow outlining their branches. It was after midnight, but something far away had awakened him. The iron tracks at the railroad crossing stretched north past the horizon. To the south, a distant light wavered, coming nearer. It was a powerful black engine with white steam pouring into the sky above it. The passenger cars followed behind. Johnny smiled as he lifted the window and edged through to the ground below. It was the Polar Express.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge, number 660, with the prompt of polar. So here's my story. Bilbert scratched his head. "Are you telling me that you and Mom have superpowers?" His father blushed. "Well, actually, just your mother. Not me. I'm married into the family."
"Sorry, Dad. I still think you're cool. But what can Mom do that's super special?"
"Haven't you noticed?" his father asked. "She can go days without needing rest. When we were first dating, I thought she was bipolar, but then I realized she never had any of the downtimes."
"What about Uncle Sylvester and Aunt Eustacia?"
His dad shrugged. "Sylvester turns into a cat, and your aunt never smells bad." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
I fed him to the polar bears to supplement their diet. And soon, I'll do the same with you. Unless you promise to stay quiet. Kids really should be seen, not heard. If they want to keep their skin. Or else it goes to the tiger's den. To stop them getting thin. Your sister gave the lions a treat, all men step for their tea. That's what you get when you try it on. And answer back to me. So let that be a lesson to other children too. Be on your best behavior. When mom works at the zoo.
Hello everybody, Lizzie here, and here's my story on the prompt polar. A polar front is approaching, and I didn't hear anything else. Nowadays, it's either too cold or too hot, too windy, too stormy, too something, too whatever. The polar front is just another weather, aka stressful, event that comes for a visit to this quiet little country in the south of Europe. The weather website mentions temperatures of 15 Celsius, that is 59 Fahrenheit. I think that's okay. 15 degrees is not that polar. Now that I think of it, if it starts to snow here, I'll have to write something else about how silly I was for believing the internet. And this was my story for this week. I just want to add that here in Lisbon, Portugal, we never, ever have snow. So, have a great week. Bye-bye.
Good morning, Richard here. The topic this week was polar. This is my story called Attraction. They say opposites attract. I'm not so sure. When I met my wife, we had plenty in common. Similar musical tastes, a shared passion for the same kinds of movies, and a range of interests we jointly pursued. Now, according to her, we've somehow become polar opposites. She's an angel. I'm the devil incarnate. She's always right. I'm always in the wrong. Her needs are paramount, mine unimportant. And all her family and friends are wonderful, special people. Mine are a bunch of losers and reprobates. But I've learned one thing. Opposites certainly do not attract. I'm done. Speak to you next week. Goodbye.
Words by John DeCleese. It's easy to get obsessed with things you don't understand. Ron got obsessed with the word polar. Thought at first that bipolar disorder meant having too much negative and positive energy at the same time. Sat still for almost a month, doing absolutely nothing. They took it for meditation, which it might have been. Found out the Earth had a north and a south pole and booked a tour of Antarctica, then headed north. The Inuit talked about polar bears, but Ron heard bear instead of bear, got confused about magnetic and geographic, and was found meditating polar and bear.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
Fierce winds ripped through the endless snow and ice. Listen to the windmill generators creak as they power the station. You can look out the window, but you won't see anything. The night never ends in June. It will be months before the sun rises again over the South Pole. We walk through tunnels from one insulated hut to another, checking readings and conducting experiments and analyzing samples. At night, well, during the evenings, we cook dinner and play cards. And no hiding any aces up your sleeve either. Cheating gets you 1 minute outside, where it's 100 below.
And there we have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of polar. I hope you enjoyed the stories, I sure did. And, well, you're going to have more stories this week to enjoy, one a day, until the day I die.com. And then we'll have another weekly challenge where the topic is belt. So get your minds going and let's have ourselves a holiday hootenanny. Is that the Latin? I don't know. I think that's the one before Christmas. So if Christmas belt, Santa's belt, being beaten by a belt for peeking at your presents before, I don't know what you're going to do. But have fun with it. Although, I don't know. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.